Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Eclipses are awe-inspiring even today, but imagine witnessing an eclipse in the days before dollar store glasses. You might not know why the sun was disappearing or if it would ever return. Join us this hour as we delve into music that cries out against the gathering dark. From Scotland's Black Hour to Waning Sight, we'll explore eclipse-themed music from across the centuries. We'll also sample a dark 2018 release, Rion Noir, from a group with the fascinating name Ratas del Viejo Mundo.
Thank you.
That was Stile Antico singing Tenebrae Facte Sunt from the Spanish Renaissance composer Tomás Luis de Victoria's Good Friday Responsories. The text depicts an anguished scene. As darkness falls and Jesus is crucified, he cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It's a heartfelt cry that Victoria, who was a Catholic priest as well as a composer, must have felt keenly. Have you ever witnessed an eclipse? If you were among the lucky witnesses to 2017's total solar eclipse, you probably planned ahead. Maybe you mapped out your route, booked an Airbnb, or bought a stylish pair of eclipse glasses. But imagine if you lived in 15th century Scotland and the sun succumbed without warning to darkness. What would you think? How would you feel? In his 1577 History of Scotland, Raphael Holinshed described what happened in 1433. In the same year, the 17th day of June, was a terrible eclipse of the sun at 3 o'clock at afternoon, the day being darkened overhead for the space of 1/2 hour together, as though it had been night, and thereup it was called the Black Hour. Among those with the opportunity to witness the Black Hour was a musical king, James I of Scotland, not so long ago returned from many years' captivity at the English court. James was a composer as well as a king, and when he returned to Scotland he brought with him the musical styles he'd learned abroad. Let's hear some of the music that might have been in the air at the English court during the time of James's captivity. First, a Gloria, possibly composed by another English king, Henry V. Then we'll hear Ave Regina Caelorum by Lionel Power, one of the major players in early 1400s English musical life. Both tracks were recorded by the Binchois Consort under the direction of Andrew Kirkman.
Thank you.
two pieces recorded by the Banchois Consort. We heard Lionel Power's motet Ave Regina Caelorum, and before that, a Gloria composed by Roy Henry, possibly Henry V of England. In George Frederick Handel's oratorio Samson, the title character's hair gives him supernatural strength. He whispers the secret of his powers to his wife Delilah, who cuts off his hair while he sleeps, rendering him helpless to resist capture by the enemy Philistines. His captors put Samson's eyes out, blinding him. In the famous aria Total Eclipse, Samson uses the eclipse as a metaphor for his lost eyesight, bewailing his fortune. Handel himself eventually lost his sight, and some accounts have described his own aria moving him to tears toward the end of his life. We'll hear Total Eclipse as well as the recitative and chorus that follow in the oratorio, recorded here by the 16 under the direction of Harry Christophers.
Why to the tent?
the aria Total Eclipse, followed by a recitative and then the chorus, O First Created Beam, from a recording of George Frideric Handel's oratorio Samson by the Sixtine under the direction of Harry Christophers. The English period instrument orchestra, the Academy of Ancient Music, is best known for, well, ancient music. And we'll hear a little of their early fare before sampling something completely different, a commissioned piece by 20th and 21st century composer John Taverner called Total Eclipse. Taverner's piece is written for the orchestra, plus soprano saxophone, countertenor, tenor, choir, and a percussion ensemble featuring 19 timpani and Tibetan percussion instruments, such as the ritual temple bowl and tam-tam. The work, which illustrates the conversion of St. Paul, is a startling departure from the Academy of Ancient Music's usual routine, as an eclipse must have been in ancient times. We'll hear a brief excerpt from that, but first, Bach, Two Bourrées, from J.S. Bach's Suite No. 1 in C.
Thank you.
contrasting pieces from the discography of the period instrument orchestra, the Academy of Ancient Music. First, we heard two bourrées from J.S. Bach's Suite No. 1 in C, followed by an excerpt of John Tavener's Total Eclipse. What would a program about darkness be without John Dowland's famous lute song, In Darkness Let Me Dwell? Here it is, sung by tenor Paul Elliott, from a 1992 CD by Echoes Muse. John Dowland's famous lute song, In Darkness Let Me Dwell, sung there by tenor Paul Elliott, with David Taylor and Wendy Gillespie playing lute and viola da gamba, respectively, from a 1992 CD by Echoes Muse called Fortune My Foe, Songs of John Dowland. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. An inrush of darkness is a hallmark of a total solar eclipse and a potent human symbol for tragedy, sorrow, and fear. The Christian liturgical cycle makes use of this symbol during the 3 days leading up to Easter, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. These days encompass Jesus' death and the period prior to his resurrection and are often commemorated with tenebrae services, which feature the gradual extinguishing of candles to embody the departure of light from the world. Many composers have written stunning music for tenebrae. We'll sample three versions of one part of the tenebrae responsories from Holy Saturday, Estimatus Sum. Though separated by time and space, each composer offers a meditation on darkness using the same text as follows. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead. Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead. The vocal group Stile Antico recording our first settings from the well-known Spanish Renaissance composer Tomás Luis de Vitoria. We'll follow that with settings by two lesser-known composers, first Nova Ars Cantandi, with music by the Neapolitan Baroque composer Leonardo Leo, and finally Ensemble Turicum, with music by Antonio dos Santos Cunha, a composer active in Brazil in the early 19th century. three versions of a nocturne from the Tenebrae service for Holy Saturday. We heard Ensemble Turicum's version of music by the little-known early 19th century Brazil-based composer Antonio dos Santos Cunha, and before that, settings by Leonardo Leo and Tomás Luiz de Victoria, recorded by Nova Ars Cantandi and Stile Antico. The British choral ensemble Tenebrae has recorded its share of music for the Tenebrae service for which it was named. We'll listen to Tenebrae's recording of an anonymous medieval hymn for Passiontide, Pange Lingua Gloriosi, often sung on Maundy Thursday. And following that, a setting from the responsories for Holy Saturday, Asti Terunt Reges Terre, this version composed by the notorious Italian nobleman, composer, and murderer, Carlo Gesualdo.
Os dies mundeles
An anonymous hymn for Passiontide, Pangilingua Gloriosi, recorded by the British choral ensemble Tenebrae, and following that, we heard Tenebrae's version of Asti Terunt Reges Terre from the Tenebrae responsories of Carlo Gesualdo. Our featured release this week is by an eclectic European ensemble with the curiously descriptive name Ratas del Viejo Mundo, or Rats of the Old World, founded by lutenist Floris de Ryker. Their 2018 release is called Rio Noir, Chanson et Polyphonie Profane, pre-Baroque. Mood, as opposed to geography or time, is the rat's through line. Rio Noir translates roughly to black laughter. And we'll begin by listening to the group's interpretation of a chestnut of the Renaissance repertoire, Orlan de Lassus' chanson La Nuit Froide et Sombre, The Night Cold and Dark. That was Ratas del Viejo Mundo with Orlan de Lassus' chanson La Nuit Froide et Sombre from our featured release this week, Rio Noir. We'll hear Brawl de Pitou by the great 16th century French publisher of dance music Pierre Atenian. Thank you. From the CD Rion Noir, a 2018 release by the group Ratas del Viejo Mundo, we heard Pierre Attegnan's Brale de Poitou. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, which strengthens and celebrates early music by supporting the people and organizations that perform, study, and find joy in it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Ann Timberlake. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Wendy Gillespie, Elizabeth Clark, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.